What's good, everybody? It's Bonfire back here, and it's your host, DJ J Reed.
DJ Tim.
And today, we will be talking about the NFL and college season. The college season has started a couple weeks ago, and NFL week one has officially started. Season is officially in movement. What do you got to say, Tim?
I feel so bad for the Jets, man. You got to go back to Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, after being with them and building that bond all season. First four plays of the season, he tore his Achilles. And he's out for the season.
Wow.
That's gonna be
a tough loss.
Tough loss for the Jets.
I know you seen that Colin Kaepernick thought about coming back. Yeah, his agent reached out to Jets, but the Jets wasn't going.
They need to get him over Zach Wilson.
Nah, but they got a lot of quarterbacks.
They
got a lot of quarterbacks that's like free.
Free agents.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they get a quarterback out the free agency. Unless Zach Wilson can really do it. Do you think Zach Wilson can do it?
He did good. He did good actually in the game, didn't he? Yeah. He did good. That's what I'm saying. So I don't really know if it's
Didn't he just win?
Yeah, they won. Yeah. They won by a punt return, like the elite overtime punt return.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I feel like, hold on. Before we even, next team, Cowboys and the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
40-0. That's, come on, you are NFL.
Is it the Cowboys' year?
their defense is. The defense is so stacked.
Defense is nice.
Very nice. Like, super nice.
I feel like this season is going to be a defensive season. Like,
for sure.
If your defense is not, like, up to par. Because, like, I feel like this season, everybody got a decent offense. So, like, if your defense not really that good, it's gonna be like a high scoring game, and it's just gonna be bad. It's like, and you miss one, you get one turnover, really, the game is really over because everybody has a good offense. Really,
that's what I feel like too, and I feel like it's becoming more competitive because more teams are getting stacked.
Yeah,
and more teams it's not just one sided team. No, teams is getting stacked.
Like
on
every
defense.
Like the Eagles. Every defense, game is good.
Yeah. Eagles defense, the Cowboys.
Cowboys, Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Jets.
Yeah, their team's getting stacked.
Every defense is really. And then it's just certain defenses that just, you know, stick out and just dominate everybody else. So that what gets them like big wins like the Cowboys and the Giants. Like, it just, it'd
now,
be bad.
College football.
College football.
USC looking
nice. Okay, USC looking nice. Yes. Caleb Williams might be the best quarterback in college football.
Right, it's now. Either him or Shador.
You think that?
Yeah. It's got to be either him. I feel like, what's number one? Zachary Branch?
Zachary Branch?
He's him.
He's that guy.
He's him.
He had two punt returns
in two games. Yeah, he's him.
Three touchdowns in two games.
Yeah.
Something like that. Three, four touchdowns.
But Caleb Williams is like, his IQ so high.
Williams is nice. But you got to give it to the USC offensive lineman.
Yeah.
If you watch their games, Caleb Williams have so much time in a pocket to, like, move around and just do what he want to do with the ball because he has so much time. So you can't forget about the big boys up front.
So who you got winning it all?
Winning it all? I'll still probably give it to Georgia or
But Georgia ain't been showing. No, Georgia ain't been like.
But they might come out and, you feel me, do something crazy towards the end.
Yeah,
never know.
What about, you think it's like Alabama? You think Alabama like really done for now? I feel like
Alabama era is come to an end,
and it's because of I feel like it's really because of that transfer portal.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
And I feel like if Deion Sanders stay at Colorado, everybody's about to start going to Colorado. So
for sure.
Colorado era is starting.
For sure.
All right. Speaking of Colorado, do you think Travis Hunter is a Heisman candidate?
Yeah, for sure.
Like top five Heisman?
Yeah, top for sure.
Definitely.
But the only thing is, I feel like they overdoing that the 110 snap thing a little bit, just because I know like a lot. I think it's a lot of high school. It's a lot of different type of players. That's
but a Power Five school.
Yeah,
at a Power Five school playing 100. Is that Power Five? I don't think that's Power Five. I don't know. But still, a D1 school,
yeah.
A high D1 school playing 110 snaps, and the game was only like, they only had like 100 and, like,
what, it was 30?
Like a, it was like 140, 140, yeah. 150 snaps that whole game. and he played 110 of them and still had 119 receiving yards, a pick, and a touchdown called back. That's nice. And then Shedeur Sanders passed, you know, broke the school record passing yards.
First game
after everybody said he wouldn't be able to do it from because he was, they said he wasn't ready because he was a HBCU player.
No? But I feel like these more teams this like more time the teams are getting competitive. They get more dominant.
Yeah,
it's not just one lopsided. So now it's so like it's
every
actually competitive.
Game is actually good.
Yeah, it's like one it's must see TV.
Yeah, so that's why I like watching football now because at first I didn't really like watching football because it was
basketball
like,
games was almost one.
Yeah, it was like every game was like a blowout.
Yeah, or it was.
Yeah.
You might get a close game once in a while.
Yeah. But now almost every single game.
Teams are stacked.
I don't know, because that first week of college, it was a little iffy. People was getting blown out 81-7.
Oh, yeah.
73-0. It was bad.
Yeah, that
First week of college football was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, now first week of NFL football, it was a lot more closer games. Yeah. And, yeah. All right, so who's your favorite team right now in the NFL?
Who's my favorite team? I ain't gonna lie, I'm liking the Chargers.
The Chargers, yes.
I'm liking the Chargers. I'm liking the Chargers because I feel like they got like an all around type thing.
Like, yeah, they all balanced.
Yeah, they balanced. They ain't too overpowered. If you're too overpowered, first of all, they're not gonna be able to pay all the players.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's gonna be harder to do stuff. It's too many like. You can't have too much.
People gonna try to get greedy on the offense. Yeah. Like people think they need the ball more, but it's like really no superstar, like superstars. But besides Keenan Allen,
yeah,
but he's like one of the players like where you could still give the ball to and like, get it to everybody else, and he won't be mad because when he get his plays, he's gonna make the best out of it.
I think that's what's Eagles' problem. Eagles' problem is that they can't.
They got so many superstars
exactly.
on the team,
and they're not gonna be able to. They're not gonna all be able to. Like, I feel like they all. I feel like it should work on defense, but it's not, and it's yeah. I don't know why, because if all the superstars on the team, then think about it, they're gonna have to worry about one person, then the other person can start killing. They should really take advantage of how their defense is way too good for them to be. Now, I feel like they should have won last year.
They really should have. But, you know, that iffy holding call at the end.
Yeah.
You know, that game lost me some money, too. That game definitely lost me some money. But it's okay, though.
Yeah. I feel like we'll be all right.
All right. Okay, now, who do you think going all the way this year in the NFL?
I don't know. I feel like once... I don't know. Why do I feel like I don't know? I feel like they might go back again.
The Eagles?
No, the
Patriots. I mean, the Chiefs.
And it's not even like, but it's when Travis Kelce come back because now, he's injured. And that's why I'm saying that.
Was he just sitting out first week or he's like how long is he out?
I don't know. I think it's like a couple weeks. I forgot what he injured, but yeah.
You think they're going back?
And that's why I'm saying that's because it's like the Chiefs is like. They chill. They be chill like the first couple, the few weeks. When it's time to lock in, they're locked in.
Their defense is solid. Like,
yeah.
Their defense is solid. And then Patrick Mahomes, he gonna make it work with the offense. And then Travis Kelce, you know, when he come back, he gonna do what he do.
Yeah.
And then like they just got some players.
Kadarius Toney was tripping. I don't know what he on.
Yeah, he better. He need to get it right.
That's not. No, they trying to bash him like he bad. He's not bad.
He not bad. He just had a bad game. First game jitters. He got to get the first game jitters out the way. You know. But once the season really goes on.
Oh, my bad. For cutting you off.
You good.
But what about you think about the Lions?
Lions is going to be scary. Lions going to be nice.
Yeah, because everybody been like, nah, that's just the first game fluke.
Nah, Lions is going to be nice. The Lions wasn't bad last year. They just, like, if you really look, all their games was lost by, like, 3 points, touchdown. Like, all their games was super close games. And they were just, they couldn't pull it out at the end. But now, it's like, they pulling them out at the end. So, like, they got that edge on them.
Yeah, that edge. That
so,
edge
it's like, Lions is coming up. So, it's like I said, it's like not really no bad teams for real in the NFL, so it's like all games really should be good games.
Yeah, this is the first year in a few years to where it's like every team is really compete.
It's yeah, bro.
It's ain't, so, no, it's like, ain't no free blowouts. Oh, this is a free team.
Yeah, NFL going to be interesting this year.
Very so interesting.
I'm definitely going to be tuned in this season, for real.
Sure.
And then, okay, what do you think about the Colts?
The Colts.
Even though they lost.
Who do they play?
They play Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's back like that too. See the yeah, so. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I don't know. I feel like the Colts. They gonna make the playoffs.
They're gonna make the wild card.
But it's like, who's their quarterback?
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. So I feel like, yeah. They could do a little something this year.
Hey, bro. I feel like Anthony Richardson gonna do good this year. It's just, I don't know. He's going to have his ups and downs.
I feel like that's what I see. That's what I see in the I kind of give the Bears and the Colts almost the same level.
Man. Yeah.
Because they got Justin Fields and they got Anthony Richardson.
And then Anthony Richardson, like, they say he was doing – I didn't really watch that Colts game, but they say he was doing good. And then at the end, he start doing, like, iffy. And he ended up throwing the interception, and Jaguars end up winning at the end.
I feel like he'd be all right. He just first game.
Yeah, first game jitters.
He's gonna be
good.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be straight. Definitely, for sure. Yeah.
Vikings, I don't know.
Vikings is like, they're gonna,
I want them to go all the way.
Vikings and the Bills, they both, I feel like they're on the same level. They can't pull it out.
Like, I want them to go all the way, but I just don't think the Vikings can do it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're gonna end up folding, like, in playoffs.
Bills, Vikings. I ain't gonna lie, if the Bills don't go at least the Super Bowl this year, I feel like it's time for Stephon Diggs to leave.
Yeah. Stephon, I need to get him a ring.
Yeah, he needs to go ahead and get
to
out
go
of
back
here.
To the Vikings.
Go back to the Vikings.
Go back to the Vikings.
The Vikings.
him and Jay Jettis.
Kurt and Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. And that one rookie they just got.
Yeah. Okay, the Patriots.
Nah, that wouldn't work.
But I do feel like another team, I feel like Patriots aren't it all. So they do got Zeke Elliott now. So.
Yeah, okay, Zeke. But is Zeke really still that guy still?
I feel like he needed to leave the Cowboys. What was he doing there? They had Tony Pollard. Like
Tony Pollard is definitely. I feel like Tony Pollard is better than Zeke.
Oh yeah, for sure. Now I think back in the day, nah. Like when he was like his first couple years, what happened to Zeke? Actually,
I don't know.
Did he get injured? So I feel like sometimes
I don't even know.
He just fell off. I don't know.
But Zeke still, like, he's still not a bad running back. I just think Tony Pollard was better, and I think that was a better decision for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
To keep, like, trade Zeke and use Tony Pollard more.
Yeah, for sure.
That was definitely a better option. But Zeke's not a bad running back.
Yeah.
And okay, y'all, that's all for us in the bonfire. We out. DJ J. Reed.
DJ Tim.
See y'all next time.